Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Love at Amstel.net music series, a 14-week series of free and live music presented by Vision Saldanha and the Saldanha Chamber of Commerce, is returning in 2024 for a fifth season from June 5th through August 30th. The concerts showcase a diverse lineup of high-caliber acts from across the country and talented local acts. This year's series begins on Wednesday, June 5th. Kicking that off is the Color Fun Run, where participants are doused from head to toe in multicolor powder and water. This race will begin with participants wearing white and finish covered in color. Those who wish to participate should arrive at the Kenai Wildlife Refuge on Ski Hill Road at 4:30 p.m. It will be 2.2 miles to Saldanha Creek Park. There will be three color stations. Maddie Olson, Executive Director of the Saldanha Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, spoke on behalf of the Color Fun Run on the Morning Update with KSRM's Matt Wilson.
So we will be throwing colored water, colored powder, wear white or something that you don't mind getting color on, and do keep in mind that whatever you do wear may be stained. So if you want to bring extra clothes or anything like that, just keep that in mind. It's free to attend. We are accepting donations if you'd like to. All proceeds go into the music series, and then we'll be gathering at the park at 5:30 to do a color toss photo shoot.
Olson also shared some information about the summer music series.
We'll be opening with Woodrow, and our headline band is Hope Social Club. We've been trying to get them onto our music series for a few years, so we're really excited to have them this year. So the opening band starts at 6 p.m., and then our headline band Hope Social Club will start at 7:30, and the music series runs through 9 p.m.
The Kenai Peninsula gets $92.6 million for road maintenance and improvements in the state budget. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The balanced budget finalized by the Alaska legislature near the end of their recent legislative session includes an allotted $92.6 million for maintenance and improvements to Kenai Peninsula roads. Snow removal on the peninsula, which has been criticized in recent years as untimely and insufficient, will receive $1.3 million to hire more workers to remove snow during winter. The funds are wrapped into a package designated for road maintenance. Flooding along Cay Beach Road has been another contentious area over the last several years. $2.7 million of the designated funds will go to drainage improvements to address that flooding. In August of 2023, the Borough Assembly appropriated $175,000 for an engineering study into the flooding issue. The hope was to find long-term solution recommendations for the high water issues. The largest portion of the allotted funds, $88.6 million, will go to road improvements in Kenai, Saldanha, and across the borough, including upgrading lighting, repaving crumbled asphalt, and realigning roadways to improve safety.
Most of the funding allocated for the Kenai Peninsula this year is for the Cooper Landing Bypass and Sterling Highway Safety Corridor projects. Having safe passage on our busiest roads is vital to life on the Kenai. These projects will greatly improve safety on the Sterling Highway.
For the second year in a row, the legislature passed a balanced budget that stays within Alaska's income and avoids drawing from state savings. A dividend of $1,655 will also be paid to every Alaskan this fall, which includes a $295 energy relief payment approved in the fiscal year 24 budget. Any additional revenue will be split between an energy relief payment next fall and the state savings account. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Alaska waters produce the most seafood in the country, and many of the state's coastal communities depend on commercial fisheries to sustain their economy. But Alaska's fisheries are facing a massive economic slump right now, and policymakers are increasingly blaming flooded global markets. The private sector and federal policymakers are teaming up to try and stop the bleeding. Last year was brutal for the seafood industry. Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Wednesday.